19. Hayden. The alien was nearly the height of the tunnel, its full form challenging to discern in the darkness. It seemed as though it was composed of tentacles, dozens of which spread out from a central mass, forcing it to remain bent in the confines of the passage. Its flesh was slimy and moist, mottled and peeling. The end of each appendage featured an individual wide mouth of sharp teeth beneath a series of multifaceted eyes. There were more eyes on the central mass as well, along with a primary maw that could easily swallow any of them whole. Hayden wasn't easy to frighten. This thing terrified him.
"Oh, hell no,"
Rollins said, pulling to a stop. He didn't wait for the order to start shooting, immediately unleashing bolt after bolt from his plasma rifle at the creature. The bolts lit up the tunnel, the sudden flashes disrupting everyone's night vision. Hayden cursed as his eyes tried to adjust, his visor bathed in pure white and hiding the monster from view. He could hear its groaning increase in volume as the plasma struck it, but he couldn't see if the attack was having any effect.
"Hold your fire until you can see," he shouted through the comm.
He could still see the red outline of the creature on his HUD, the sensors trying to keep up with the movement of its tentacles. Rollins screamed, and Hayden watched his designation turn orange, indicating he was wounded. Impatient, Hayden grabbed his helmet and ripped it from his head, tossing it aside and spinning toward the stricken ranger. One of the tentacles had reached out and grabbed Rollins, wrapping around him while the mouth at the end was clamped down on his arm, his combat armor keeping it from shearing the limb off. Hayden fired plasma into the tentacle, satisfied when the flesh melted away beneath the gas and the appendage relaxed. His victory was short-lived. He caught movement from the corner of his eye, just barely dropping beneath one of the tentacles as it tried to scoop him up.
"Fire at will,"
he heard Hicks shout, the helmets finally adjusting. The chief ranger started shooting, targeting the creature's central mass. It reacted immediately, wrapping a pair of tentacles around its face and blocking the bolts. The weapon was able to hurt it, digging deep gouges in the limbs that began to leak bodily fluids. But how much damage could each tentacle absorb? The creature heaved itself toward them, using some tentacles for locomotion and sending half a dozen forward at the rangers. They shifted their fire to match, pounding the limbs with plasma as they tried to back away. It still had Rollins and was pulling it back toward its gaping primary mouth. Hayden charged forward, continuing to fire at the appendage, each bolt taking another piece out of the wet flesh. Two more tentacles came at Hayden, dropping from over his head. He dove aside as they hit the ground with a familiar wet slap. He rolled back to his feet, switching his plasma rifle from bolt mode to stream. He held down the trigger, a blast of superheated gas spreading 3 meters out ahead of him and into the tentacles. The alien gurgled loudly in response, nearly every tentacle on the thing suddenly reaching for Hayden. He swung the rifle across his body, keeping them back, while the rangers blasted the creature with enough firepower to take out a tank. The monster's limbs began to fall away, detaching as they became too damaged, and before they could negatively impact the rest of the creature. Four of them fell dead in a matter of seconds. It wasn't enough. Rollins screamed again, the tentacle holding him nearing the monster's primary mouth. Hayden didn't give up. He kept charging, switching to a single-handed grip on his rifle and pulling one of his revolvers. He aimed and fired, sending bullets into the tentacle clutching Rollins.
"Let go, you son of a bitch," he hissed.
His plasma rifle ran out of fuel, sputtering out. The creature didn't hesitate, its tentacles closing in on him again. He punched the first one that reached for him, knocking it aside. Then he tossed his revolver from his right hand to his left, closing his right fist. The Axon blade extended from his augment, and he slashed it through the next tentacle to get too close, cutting the head off it completely. Rollins screamed one last time as the creature dropped his body into its mouth, and he disappeared.
"No!"
Hayden cried, slashing another tentacle off. A second grabbed his ankle and pulled, yanking him off his feet. It lifted him into the air, where two more reached for him with gaping mouths. Plasma bolts hit the limbs, forcing them off course, while Hayden curled up and slashed the one that had grabbed him. He fell back to the ground, the crash absorbed by his armor. He rolled sideways as another limb tried to smash him,
and then stood up in front of the creature. It reared up in front of him, pressing against the top of the tunnel and filling the entire thing. More tentacles reached for him, and he noticed it had left its central mass unprotected. "Hit the center," he shouted, firing at its mouth. His bullets vanished into its throat, and it began screaming much louder, clearly in pain. The Rangers reacted instantly, shifting their aim from the tentacles to its head. Dozens of bolts dug into it before it could defend itself. Blood and ichor poured from its mouth. A number of appendages reached for Hayden in a last-ditch effort to grab him. He punched and clawed them away, their speed diminished, the monster finally dying. The Rangers advanced toward it with renewed hope, pounding it with plasma. It howled one final time and died